Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, he is Maurice Hampton Sr. He is the father of Maurice Hampton Jr., who announced last night he is headed on down to LSU to play both baseball and football. And he joins us now. Mr. Hampton, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Man, everything is good. We've been following your son here for the last few weeks, and certainly congratulate you guys on the decision. Let's break it down, though. Did you guys really turn down $1.8 million?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, we did. It actually went up a little bit at the end of the night, but in the grand scheme of things, the best thing for him was to go to LSU and play football and baseball.
How do you politely say no, Dad? How does it go?
It was it's a 3-minute decision in between picks. Wow. And the advisor called us on the phone and was like, look, this is what they're giving. And I asked, will they go up? He said, no, they're firm. And I said, no. And he said, I agree with you. Let's move on.
What was Gotcha. Go right ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's it.
What was last night like, both for you and for your son? Was it nervousness? This was something I'm sure y'all been waiting on for years, this kind of night, and you've been sort of preparing for. Was it nervousness? Was it coolness? How did it go for you all in terms of the feeling?
I tried to keep him as a kid as long as I could.
I hear you.
And I knew, you know, that he could read, you know, he reads all the publications, he sees all those things, and I just prepared him for, you know, mock draft and all those things. You never know until you get on that day. And so what I told him is, you have a win-win situation before the day started. I said, someone could get you tonight, and it has to be a life-changing decision for you to go, or we can go down to LSU, and you can do your thing there. So, I mean, he's always known that, but to get to that point where you're right there,
yes, sir,
in it, That's a different thing.
So as a family, then, have you sat down before last night even happens, and you've broken down like, okay, this is what this spot is worth, this is what this spot is worth, and do you determine like a cutoff? And you say, after this point, we are going to Baton Rouge. Like, how does that? Do you do that in advance? That way, there's no confusion, no kind of frustration, if and when that time comes.
So we sat down with his advisor, Larry Reynolds, and Matt Paul. And they came up with a spreadsheet, and I said, this is the slot. This is the slot value. This is what we think you're worth. Mm-hmm. And now you have to tell us. We can't tell you what your minimum is. Mm-hmm. And we told them what we thought the minimum was, and we went from there, and we stuck with it.
Was the final offer even close?
No.
Gotcha.
It wasn't close enough for us to think about it.
Gotcha. So what when you decide to go to LSU, and obviously I think the report last night was that Maurice will report later this month to play both football and baseball. What are the big motivating factors to do that?
To go to LSU?
Yeah.
Number one is the business school of education. You can't beat that.
Yes, sir.
Number two is both staffs came together and gave us a plan of letting him live out his dream to play both sports, and that's rare in the SEC. Mm-hmm. A lot of people will tell you, yes, we'll let you play, but when it comes down to it again, they don't have a plan in place for you. So both coaching staff sat down, came up with a strategy and execution plan, and we've seen them do it before with other players. So, I mean, it was a no-brainer for him there. And it was his dream school. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, everything, you know, kind of panned out for him on that front.
Dad, just as a father, how hard is this to do? what he's done, to be a lead at both, the time that goes into both, and then to have to be a student and to put that workload that's on you as a student, and where you guys were, Memphis University School, we know that workload's big. How has he done all this and been so elite? Has it been a nice, smooth path the whole way through? Has it been tough? I got to imagine this has been hard to do, to put yourself in this position. Yes.
It's hard. I think his first hard thing was he was a straight-A student coming from Bun Lin Middle School, and he goes over to MUS, and he hits a brick wall because the academics were so much more. You know, so, and it was a thing of, hey, that was his first hurdle. Forget the athletics. Your academics are important, and you're going to be here. So you got to grind and learn how to get organized and do the things. And I can tell you, MUS did a good job of creating organization for him and making sure that he's mature in everything that he does, and he's done a good job of it. And I think that spilled over to sport.
Yeah.
So his work ethic for sports increased while he was there. And I always tell the parents, you know your kids are really ready for sports when you don't have to tell them, come on, let's go practice, let's go do this. They come to you and say, hey, Daddy, I need to go do this, let's go. So that's what it turned into about his eighth grade year.
As a father, we talked about this in our opening segment. Did you fight any desire, or maybe is even folks telling you, Dad, hey, he needs to pick one or the other, because you've set yourself up for, like you said, this win-win situation. But I got to imagine as a youngster, they see you're elite in one, they want to pull you and say you need to specialize in this. Did you fight that, girl? You know, going and what did you do?
Early we fought it because, truth be told, he was better in basketball than he was anything starting out.
Wow.
So the AAU circuit started getting on him real early, so he had to make a decision between baseball and basketball at an early age.
Gotcha.
And his youth baseball coach, Kevin Booker, basically convinced him that basketball wasn't the way to go. So he ended up doing the football and the baseball. And now, like I said, I wouldn't take anything away from it because football made him a better baseball player, and baseball made him a better football player. So they both helped.
How so?
In football, as a DB, he has a short-term memory.
Yep.
You know, you get beat one time, you forget about it, and you go on to the next play. The same thing in baseball. If you strike out, you have the same demeanor.
Yes, sir.
You don't get down on yourself, and you go back to the plate the second time with a good approach. So I think it all kind of played into it. And his work ethic in football made him better in baseball because he tracked balls like a DB in center field, and he's more polished with his tools of running and throwing from all the agility stuff he's doing from football. So they work hand in hand.
Makes all the sense in the world.
We are, of course, talking to Maurice Hampton Sr., the father of Maurice Hampton Jr., who's going to report to LSU later this month. Maurice, there are tons of athletes, as you know, being in the city of Memphis, there are tons of elite athletes that come out of this place every year, basketball, football, baseball. Virtually none of them have the chance to make nearly $2 million at the age of 17. I imagine there just is not a whole lot that can prepare you for that kind of thing. So how do you, and how did you, and how have you kept it all in perspective for him and also for yourself and for your family?
Well, I looked at it like this. I sat down with him and I said, I want to have a plan for you to play baseball, and let's make it worth your while if you don't go to school for it. So number one, the team was going to pay for his education after baseball, which was you had to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But number two, I wanted them to have a plan where in 20 years he would still have money, because I have friends I played ball with that played professional ball seven or eight years and had to come out and just get a minimum wage job.
Yes, sir.
You know, so I wanted him to be set up. So the number had to hit where I knew he would have a salary for 20 years out that would be good for him, and he could build on that. And if it didn't hit like that, then I thought it was better for him to go to college so he could secure that with his education.
100%.
How much of sort of the uncertainty, right? Like we sort of know the process with baseball, right? Like, yeah, you might get drafted in at first round. You might get a sizable, you know, signing bonus. But there is a grind to it, you know, to getting to that next contract and to getting, you know, to the majors. How much of a factor was that?
Well, we looked at it. 66% of the players that get paid over $2.75 million make the major league. So we wanted to. We did all the percentages until we came up with something that was more than 50-50. So we agreed on that 66%. If you get more than 277.5, most of those guys get a shot at playing in the MLB.
Wow.
So that was our cutoff plan. So because this is how I explained it to him. I explained to him, if you go to baseball, let's say you take 1.8, and the year before they gave a player money, let's say they gave him 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be $1 million better than him to take his spot. And so, if they want you, they're going to invest in you.
Right. Right.
So my thing to him was, I don't want to put you in a downhill battle where they're putting you in rookie ball, you're on a bus, and then you don't make it, and you basically depleted everything you worked so hard for. So let's go to LSU, and let's play SEC football and baseball. You can't get any better than that, and let's see what happens in 3 years.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think you guys did it the right way.
Beautifully.
To boil it down, basically the number in terms of the percentages and playing the odds, it was 2.75. That was kind of the where you guys were looking.
Yeah, that was going to be the bottom tier. Yes, sir.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Hey, John and I were looking, and you got to look at this. We're naive, Dad. Is he to you and your? Is he better at one than the other? That's just a real question I got to ask you.
Well, I can tell you this. It depends. He's like a seasonal guy. In football, he's focused on football. He doesn't pick up a bad. This year was the first year he actually took hitting practice during football season. So this is the first year he really just didn't drop the bat. I mean, but he concentrates on both sports, and he loves it when he's in it. So I can't really say. I mean, looks elite at both when he does it. I mean, he stands out like a sore thumb. So
clearly, yes.
I can't say which one.
Man, that's a blessing.
We are, of course, talking to Maurice Hampton Sr., whose son, obviously Maurice Hampton Jr., is headed down to LSU later this month. Turned down a $1.8 million signing bonus in last night's MLB draft. What are your expectations for him now that he is going down there to play both sports? I mean, what are your expectations athletically for him, you know, as a freshman down there in Baton Rouge?
Man, I told him, you're going down with five-star, four-star guys. So you're playing with the elite of the elite. And I remember when I went and as a freshman to Jackson State, well, you're playing with grown men. You're 17 going in, but you got some 22, 23-year-old men waiting on you there. I mean, so my expectation of him this year is basically just going in, learning the system, and giving all you have and kind of see where you line up. And the coaches will let you know. You know, but, I mean, as far as his ability, he lines up, his measurables are with everybody else. So we have to get down, and he has to prove himself. It's a business now. I told him last night before the draft, I said, everything you do, even if it's MLB or LSU, it's going to be a business. So it won't be anything where the coach likes this kid better than this kid. It's going to be whoever's the best kid is playing.
What's Coach O like when he wants you, Coach? Is he intense in that living room when he wants you? Come on, is he like that when he's on you and wants your son?
I've never seen Coach O when he's not intense. He's intense in meetings. He's intense when you see him. I've never seen him when he's not intense. I mean, he's always intense about the program.
Yes,
he called and said, we're ready to go. Get him down here and let's go.
Are they recruiting you throughout all? Because it's interesting because like it's cut and dry. It's pretty black and white. It's like, listen, we get this number, we're gone. We don't, we're coming. But is there still like a recruiting from them to get you down there during all of this?
No, not really. You know, Coach O basically called us and Coach Bush, and he'll say, well, what are you thinking? And you know, I was open and honest about him about what I was thinking, and I told him the plan before we went into the draft, so they knew. You know what we were looking for, and why we would come to LSU, and they agreed on it. You know, and Coach O said if he gets that, he does not need to be here. He needs to go, but if he doesn't, he needs to be here. And so, I mean, that was the game plan from day one. So I've been open and honest with them since he signed.
Gotcha. Well, certainly a very fascinating decision.
Yeah, we learned a lot from you today.
Yeah.
Especially me.
But it sounds like you guys went about it the exact perfect way, and so we're very happy for you guys, and we wish you all the best down there at Baton Rouge.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you for this,
yes, sir. He is Maurice Hampton Sr. What a fascinating situation.
I hope we had a lot of parents listening, right?
Yeah.
That's the way to handle it, right?
I mean, they broke it down. They had percentages. I mean, they did this. Like, this was not like a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants kind of thing. They had advisors. They had spreadsheets. Like, they did this thing exactly the way you're supposed to do it.
You almost take you take a lot of the feeling and emotion, you know, could have got tied up in a decision like that. When you've got the numbers all broken down for you like that, you take a lot of that out of it, right? And it's all just logic. It's all just, no, that's not our number. And so you've already come to the, in terms of emotional attachment to that money, right? The idea that you could get paid right now at 17, well, the numbers have already been laid out for you. You've taken the feeling out of it. And so, I mean, the way they've set it up for him in terms of that decision,
yeah,
beautiful.
It is. I mean, that's all you can ask for, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because you know, how can you be angry? How can you be mad? Like, you know, how can you be mad at your parents, you know, because they broke this down to a science.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like 66% of guys who get that $2.75 million signing bonus,
they
get called up.
Right.
You know, they get a shot.
Let's play the percentages.
Exactly.
And he's smart and he understands
especially
that.
Especially when you don't have to.
Yes.
You know, you feel like you can go down to LSU and you can do this again.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.